Welcome to Self-Compassionate Professor, a career wellness podcast for mid-career and recovering academics who want more. More meaning, balance, rest, joy, and more clarity. Our motto here is no regrets. So glad you're here. Welcome, welcome. You're listening to episode 173. And I'm Danielle Delamar. Today, I want to talk about seasonal planning. Happy solstice, by the way, right? So every solstice, every equinox, I'm always saying we need to take some time to reflect on what happened last time, like last season, right? Come back into our bodies, back into the present, and really feel into what we want moving forward into the next season. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And I really hope that you take some time today or over the next little while to really settle into this sort of transition energy, this energy that's moving us from spring to summer, and allow your own wisdom to flow in that space. So I want to start today by reading a little poem by Kobe Kozlowski. When the leaf is ready to fall from the tree, it falls because it trusts the intelligence of life, the rhythm of life. It's time to let go and trust the process. Though this season is ending, a new season is emerging. Yet, unlike the leaves, we seem to go against nature. We cling. We grasp to what was and what we know. But all we need to do is remember that the leaf is meant to fall, to compost into the earth, and merge into winter, for the rebirth of spring and flourish into summer, simply for autumn to come again. So here we are, beginning again in this new season. And if things felt off or didn't work last season, that's okay, because this is your time to name what didn't work and name what you want going forward. So what I want to talk about today is the importance of seasonal check-ins and how they offer us this chance to begin again. And how in these seasonal check-ins, we can really start to connect to ourselves and connect to our values and even reconnect to nature. Because I know on the semester system, we kind of start ignoring the natural seasons, right? We ignore these natural transitions from, you know, fall to winter to spring to summer. And those transition moments keep you feeling more connected. And when you have that space to feel more connected, you make wiser and more sound decisions. You are able to access your creativity a little bit more. And honestly, you're able to be in more control over your life and your career, right? It's not just sort of taking off with you. Like, you actually have some say over what happens when you do this sort of seasonal planning. So today what I'm going to talk about is why seasonal planning. I know I talked about some of that already. Two, how to do it. And three, why it's important to commit to it every season. So as I touched on just a minute ago, solstices and equinoxes provide these sort of openings, these moments of transition, these liminal spaces that really offer a chance to reflect on the previous season, right? A real chance to reset your intentions for the upcoming season. And these naturally occurring spaces where time sort of stands still. And by the way, it really does stand still if you block these on your calendar, right? So every solstice, every equinox, you just don't do anything on those days, right? You don't do meetings. You do creative things to make it so you don't have to be in class with your students on those days. But in these sort of transition moments where you are experiencing this sort of timelessness feeling, you get this opportunity to go deep and really reflect on where you are, right? One of the things I always like to do with my clients is ask them, where are you? And then their name, right? I get this from John Lockley, and he talks about just having a nice cup of tea with you, something that's going to warm your system, something that's going to calm you. And then as you slowly drink it, you put your hand over your heart and you say, where are you, Danielle? Where are you, Danielle? And with each question, right, each time you ask that, you're going to let answers emerge from a deeper place within you. And when you can get a little bit deeper, you can really get clear on what's working and what's not working. You can really start to recalibrate your vision in a way that feels more authentic to you, right? As opposed to looking around and thinking about what you should do, right? It's finding your vision from a deeper, much deeper place. It's about what you want and where you want to go, regardless of what external expectations are and what other people say you should do, right? Because if you keep saying yes to everything because you tend to be a people pleaser, right, without that sort of seasonal recalibration of what actually matters to you, you can get off track really, really, really quickly. And you can start doing your career for everyone else, not at all for yourself, right? And not only that, those seasonal pauses will just give you space to catch up to yourself, right? It's like plugging in your GPS and being like, okay, I've gotten off track. Where am I going? Okay, so that's the why. This is why we do the seasonal planning. Now we're going to talk about how to do it. So you want to start with a bigger vision, something that you want to happen in the next, say, 1 to 5 years. And if you don't have a vision yet, if you're like, I don't really know what I want at all, go back to episode 122 and do the vision quest if you haven't already. That'll give you a sense of what you actually want in the longer term. So once you have that sort of bigger vision, you're going to divide your seasons into these sort of steps, right? These objectives that you want to fulfill along the path toward the bigger vision. So I think of it as like each season represents like the brick that you lay down that takes you a little bit closer to your bigger vision, to that career wellness destination that you have in mind, I guess I should say, right? It's something you really want. It's something you really feel. And when you can divide all the things you need to do over the next several years into seasons, into goals for each season, then it becomes doable. It becomes something that's not just this sort of abstract, dreamy, this is what I'd like to have happen. It's like, no, this is the actual brick that you're going to lay down that's going to get you that much closer to that destination. And so each season represents a new brick that gets you closer and closer to the destination. Okay, split up all of the things that need to happen into seasons. And then you go ahead and do the sort of deeper planning that you need to do for this season that's here coming up now. So for summer solstice, right, you have your vision, you know sort of how you're breaking up your goals into seasons. And now you're really going to think about what summer season is going to mean for you. If your goal in summer season is to get to know yourself, then you know that you're going to leave some space every morning for some morning journaling and every evening for some evening journaling. or you know you're going to take a time out at noon and ask yourself how your day is going and where you're going next, right? So if that's your goal for this season, you know what to say yes to, you know what to say no to, right? And that is exactly what I love about these seasonal goals. The fact that you know where to draw your boundaries is huge, right? If your goal is to pivot your research in a new direction, you then know, obviously, that you're going to say no to research projects that keep you in the old place, right? If your goal is to pivot your career out of academia entirely, you obviously stop writing yourself into grants, right? You stop over preparing for class. You leave space to do informational interviews, and you leave a lot of space to do informational interviews because that's what matters to your bigger goal, right? And so setting boundaries becomes a lot easier once you know your larger vision and your seasonal objective. So give yourself some space to do these seasonal planning sessions. Make it a ritual. Because when you do this, you keep your career wellness destination alive and you assert control over your own life and career. The other thing is that it keeps your vision alive in your subconscious, right? It's not just about the conscious decisions you make, but subconsciously, it means you might just start making decisions and taking actions that don't really make sense to your conscious mind. But your subconscious does these things because it is sort of an ally, right? It is in support of your vision as well. And that's really, really important. All right. So that's all I got for today. Happy, happy solstice. I hope you start doing some seasonal planning. And if you join the sabbatical program, we do seasonal planning sessions every solstice, every equinox, and we do it together in community. Registration for sabbatical is open until August, and the structure, as well as the connections offered by the sabbatical program, will give you all the tools you need to begin walking a self-compassionate career path. So ask yourself, what is that worth to you? Am I okay with feeling kind of icky in my career? Am I okay with being pushed in a direction I don't want to go in? Am I okay with being a work addict the rest of my life? The sabbatical program is a supportive place for you to rest and recalibrate for an entire calendar year. Please feel free to schedule a consult with me if you're thinking about the program and you're curious if it's a good fit. You can go to selfcompassionateprofessor.com and schedule a consult right there. All right. Once again, happy solstice. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Self Compassionate Professor. Email me at danielle@selfcompassionateprofessor.com. And for those of you who are committed to finding career wellness, I invite you to join the sabbatical program. We're a group of academics who normalize rest, play, and feeling whole. We make career decisions from that place. Find out more at selfcompassionateprofessor.com.